Everybody thought Bandit was a goner, but I prayed and took care of her. Now she's all better.
I'm glad you didn't give up on Bandit, but she's a pig. What about people? My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. Thanks for joining me today. Do you know any people who seem hopeless? Like they're so far from God that they'll never turn to Him? Well, take a look at what the Apostle Peter had to say about hopeless people in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. He said, "The Lord is not slow about His promise, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance." Our story today is called Bandit's Rescue, Part 2. Bandit, Amelia's little piglet, lay in a box. Her faint, wheezing breath was the only clue that she was still alive. As Amelia hung a bulb over the box to give it heat, her cousin Ruby came in. She peered at the still form as Amelia explained what had happened.
"That's horrible!" exclaimed Ruby.
She watched Amelia take an eyedropper and trickle warm milk down the piglet's throat. Ruby sighed.
"It's hopeless," she said, shaking her head.
"No, she could get better," said Amelia.
Every couple of hours, she would go to Bandit's box to feed and stroke the tiny piglet, looking for any signs of improvement. Even her parents began to doubt that Bandit would recover. But Amelia refused to give up, even getting up in the middle of the night to take care of her. Dad told her she should prepare for the worst, but Amelia kept hoping and praying that Bandit would get well. The next morning, Ruby came over to go to church with Amelia's family.
"I want to show you something," said Amelia.
She led the way to Bandit's box.
"Look!"
Ruby stared, and there stood Bandit wiggling and squealing for Amelia to hurry with some more food.
"I don't believe it," exclaimed Ruby. "She looked so hopeless yesterday. I was sure she was a goner."
Later that day, Ruby and Amelia took Bandit outside to get some fresh air.
"You know Ryder, my foster brother?"
Ruby said as she played with Bandit on the grass.
"Well, I don't think I can stand him anymore. He's always getting in trouble and he keeps lying and stealing our things. I don't think there's anything we can do for him. He's hopeless."
"That's what you said about Bandit," said Amelia. "But it wasn't true. Bandit got better because I loved her and took care of her. God loves and cares for us much more than that. When we were all lost and hopeless, He sent Jesus to save us."
Amelia looked at her cousin. "Why don't you try to help Ryder by praying for him and showing him you care? I'll pray for him too. That's what I did with Bandit, and Ryder is way more important than a pig. Don't give up on him. Things are never hopeless with God."
So how about you? Do you know people who seem hopeless? Don't give up on them. Keep praying and helping them any way you can. And be sure to share the good news of Jesus with them too. He came to offer hope to all of us by dying for our sins and rising from the dead. Remember, He can change anyone's heart, just like He changed yours. Help others know that He loves them and will welcome them joyfully. Our key Bible verse is found in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26.
With God, all things are possible.
And our key thought for today, there's hope for the hopeless. Hey, I just wanted to give a big congratulations to everyone who's taken part in my Word with Zach summer reading program. And an extra special high five if you're on track to finish all 3 months of reading. And I wanted to let you know that you can get the brand new Word with Zach pen for your backpack just in time to go back to school. When your family donates to support the reading program, I'll send you one of this year's special pins. Donate now and find out how you can get a personal video message from me when you go to wordwithzach.org. That's wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.